Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to express my sincere appreciation to ITC for all the work it has been doing in Turkmenistan to foster the development of our national trade. ITC has been Turkmenistan's partner for many years, and we are glad that our cooperation intensified with the regional project Ready for Trade Central Asia, which started in January 2020. I'd like to express my gratitude to the donor, the European Union, for making this project possible. This project has two focus areas, such as trade facilitation and e-commerce, which are both extremely important for my country, Turkmenistan, and are aligned with the country's strategic priorities. At the policy level, the project supports the government in developing a national trade facilitation portal. At the SME level, it helps Turkmen companies to develop their digital presence, to enhance their understanding of cross-border requirements, and to improve compliance with trade formalities. The project also supports women's economic empowerment through its gender component. Despite the short time the project has been implemented, we were already able to achieve good progress. 2021 has been an important year for Turkmenistan, as it has adopted key national strategies that support trade and development. In February 2021, my government adopted the new foreign trade strategy for the years of 21 and 2030, and we are grateful for ITC's contribution to this preparation. It's worth mentioning that the cooperation with ITC and the WTO is part of this strategy. Moreover, this October, the Ready for Trade project has already conducted some initial trainings on WTO accession and trade negotiations, as well as on commercial diplomacy and ITC market analysis tools. This training was very useful for our colleagues from the government and the trade-related organizations. Currently, Turkmenistan is exploring the possibility of becoming a full-fledged member of the WTO after it obtained observer status back in July 2020. Turkmenistan indicated its willingness to initiate negotiations for WTO accession within a period of 5 years. This is an important step for our country, and we highly appreciate that ITC stands ready to help us in this process, including ITC's support in the work of the Intergovernmental Commission that was created to work on the issues of accession. Turkmenistan's observer status strengthened the country's position in international trade and represents a first important step in providing guarantees and transparency, which should attract foreign investments. According to various international studies, developing countries can benefit from the implementation of effective trade procedures. The WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement also contains transit provisions. They are important to many developing countries, including landlocked and transit developing countries. Trade facilitation reforms are also important for these countries in the context of achieving the SDGs, in particular goals 16 and 17. In conclusion, I would like to take this opportunity to mention that I sincerely hope that our cooperation with ITC will be fruitful and long-lasting and will benefit Turkmen SMEs and Turkmen economy overall. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.